Text 7. This is an extract from a radio advertisement.
Before you listen to text 7, read questions 18 to 20 now. Listen to text 7 and answer questions 18 to 20.
It is day 3 at my new job. It is a simple job. I just have to taste some food. Not just any kind of food, but dog food. A dog is a man's best friend. So we have to make sure that the canines in our homes eat delicious and nutritious meals. Yes, you can call me a dog food tester. Like many of my co-workers, I taste dog food to evaluate the flavors and check if it's up to quality standards. Nobody deserves bad food, especially not the favorite member of the family. A dog food tester has the responsibility of ensuring that dog food sold in the shops are good for them. That means safety in the use of ingredients. There should not be too many preservatives added. The dog may shed its fur if it consumes food with too many added chemicals. What an unusual job! Would you like to be a dog food tester when you grow up?
Question 18. What is unusual about the speaker? Question 19. What happens when a dog eats food with too many chemicals in it? Question 20. Which of the following best describes what the radio advertisement is about? Listen to text 7 again.
It is day 3 at my new job. It is a simple job. I just have to taste some food. Not just any kind of food, but dog food. A dog is a man's best friend. So we have to make sure that the canines in our homes eat delicious and nutritious meals. Yes, you can call me a dog food tester. Like many of my co-workers, I taste dog food to evaluate the flavors and check if it's up to quality standards. Nobody deserves bad food, especially not the favorite member of the family. A dog food tester has the responsibility of ensuring that dog food sold in the shops are good for them. That means safety in the use of ingredients. There should not be too many preservatives added. The dog may shed its fur if it consumes food with too many added chemicals. What an unusual job! Would you like to be a dog food tester when you grow up?